Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello. Today's party continues. We are Let's Go There with Shira and Ryan on the new Channel Q on the radio and radio.com. Hope you're well.
Yes.
Yes. And we've got someone very special joining us in studio right now. Jake Borelli from Grey's Anatomy and more.
Basically,
welcome.
Big thing that's right next to Ellen Pompeo.
Yes, that's what I would say.
Yeah.
You're like, you said it. I'm quoting you.
Yeah, for sure. Like, okay. It's her and then it's right. You're right there.
Yes.
Like right there.
Now, Jake, before we get into all of you, what are you doing Valentine's Day?
Oh gosh, Valentine's Day. This is very dramatic, but I accidentally scheduled a therapy appointment for 8:30 in the morning.
Actually,
that's a coincidence.
Yeah,
that's self care.
Yeah,
it's self care.
Valentine's Day is not about loving someone else; it's about loving yourself.
Right, that's what I've been doing my whole life.
Yeah.
So
like,
it's gonna continue
next.
That way. So yeah, I'm gonna talk out my feelings in the morning.
Yeah, and then you're ready for possible love the rest of the day.
I hope so. I'm open.
Functional love, not dysfunctional. Love.
Well, yes. That's cute.
Yeah.
I know what you were trying to do there, Shira.
Yes.
Tell them all about it.
Guess what? If you don't have any plans on Valentine's Day, you can join us, Channel Q, and the world famous Abby for Loveline's Valentine hookup.
Ooh.
Yes.
Fantastic. I'll be there.
Yes. Dr. Chris will be broadcasting live from the Abbey on February 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. He'll be answering, of course, your questions on sex, love, dating, and more. So if you're in the Southern California area on Valentine's Day and looking for a good time or just some great love advice, join us. We're going to stop by.
Yeah, because I'm going to figure out what's wrong with me. All in that moment.
I thought you'd do that every day.
Because there's alcohol, there's men. Oh, I've got to figure it out some way.
You should come with me to therapy in the morning and then we'll go there at night.
How like progressive of us.
Gosh.
Thank you for inviting
me.
It's
a whole package.
I will most definitely take a free therapy session, especially if I don't
have
to
pay. Well,
I
thought we'd split it.
I see where that miscommunication happened.
So you can go to wearechannelq.com for more details, not on their therapy, but on Loveline's Valentine hookup at the Abbey February 14th. All right, back to Jake Borelli, who is joining us right now. Welcome.
Thank you.
And he saw all the flags. He saw the colors and all our setup.
Yeah.
And he's like, is this
beautiful.
All for me?
You're
yes,
not in Ohio
is.
Anymore.
Yes, it's for us.
Yeah.
It's the collective we, right?
Yeah, it's very gay in the studio.
I love it.
So all of us are fans, but I must say, Vanessa, our producer, is a big fan. Where's your mic?
She can't get on the mic because we're also kind of filming this, which is going to be amazing because you can check out this full interview on wearechannelq.com. So that's cute. You can see how cute he is in person. His voice is very great, but he's even cuter on camera.
Yes, he is. So obviously, we talked about you being Italian.
Yes.
But you play, it seems, like a Jew on the show, Dr. Levi Schmidt.
Yes, Levi Schmidt is Jewish.
AKA Glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so interesting is that this is an out doctor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you are also out and proud.
Yes.
And did it coincide? I mean, it seems like did you go public as this character ended up, you know, airing?
I did. In fact, so there was a bit of a tease at the beginning of this season where it was kind of will they, won't they with me and my new boyfriend on the show. And the night that we had our big kiss was also the night that I posted on Instagram how inspirational the story was for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of happened at the same time in a way.
So because that is obviously your character, but in real life, obviously, you probably were dealing with feelings as well, and also the pressure of like, do I want to come out in Hollywood as an actor? Do I want to let people into that? What was that moment for you like? Take us there.
Yeah, so I've been out to my family and friends for a long, long time. I've been out to all my best friends. I came out to my best friend in high school when we were 18, and my parents shortly after that. And so I think what's important to remember too about the queer community is you have a relationship. relationship to your own coming out for your whole life.
Yeah,
and it's not just one coming out, as a lot of people think sometimes. It's something that you do
always have
to
do
throughout
yeah.
your life. And so it just got to a point where now I had a larger platform and was speaking to a larger number of people that I had never done before. Mm-hmm. And so this coming out was coming out to them. But I had been out to, you know,
to everyone.
Cool people
yeah.
in my life. Yeah.
And you've been acting for many years.
Yeah,
and so
almost
is this,
10.
But this is the first character you've played that is gay.
Yeah. Yeah, and, exactly.
And when you audition for it, you're like, okay, cool, finally.
Well, actually, when I auditioned for it, I didn't know he was gay. We had a whole year. My first episode, I slept with Camilla Luddington, who plays Dr. Joe Wilson, and that was a whole thing.
Yeah,
and
Grey's Anatomy is very sexual.
It is very.
For y'all doctors to be saving lives, y'all are having a lot of sex.
Yeah,
I just know.
Episode one.
If I'm literally looking, if I was a patient in that hospital, I would be pissed that my insurance and I have to pay for all these things while everyone else is having sex. Well, they need to save my life.
That's true.
It keeps it interesting when you're, you know, overtired and saving lives.
But how has it been, especially because Shonda Rhimes mm-hmm. is, of course, the mother of, like, ABC in that show, of course. How has it been, especially working with her and just working with the other castmates?
Yeah, so we work really closely with Shonda Land.
Yeah.
But the season that I came in, season 14, was the first season that Krista Vernoff was the showrunner, actually.
Awesome.
Instead of Shonda. Yeah, yeah. Shonda. And so I've been working really closely with Krista instead. And she's been fantastic. She's been really open to my own ideas and my own personal storylines, which has been wonderful.
Because have you been able to bring, I guess, your own personal experience in as your character in some way?
Yeah. After a year of being on the show, when she pitched the storyline that Levi would be coming out of the closet to me, she also allowed me to come into the writer's room and tell her my stories and tell her the stories that I would want to hear as a queer audience member of the show, too. And Yeah, it's been wonderful.
It's a Friday party in here with Jake Borelli, star of Grey's Anatomy.
Yes!
And it plays Dr. Levi Schmidt, and it seems like you've got a lot of fans, including my mom, who texted me during the break saying, are you interviewing Schmidt from Grey's Anatomy? Such a cute and quirky character.
Oh, what a lovely lady. I sent her $20 before this.
Yeah,
she'll
after.
Take it. She's a stingy Jew.
So do you, now that you've been on this show, has it kind of been hard for you to kind of like walk like on the street and stuff, or even get noticed all the time?
You know, it has been more and more and more. And pretty much immediately after my character came out, I took a trip to New York, and I was in like Hell's Kitchen and Chelsea, and it was like. I couldn't go into a bar without people coming up.
Yes.
But it was all wonderful things. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, it's so good to meet you. It was more like, your story has affected my life in such a beautiful way.
Oh,
or your story has mirrored my coming out. And so it's all just been really, really great feedback. So.
Oh, and I love that.
And you shared how obviously you'd been out for years with your friends and family. So why did it take so long for you to want to share that with the public and your followers?
I think at this point, I had known deep down that at some point in my acting career, if I kept doing it, I would come out publicly. Yeah. I just didn't know when or what it would look like. And so it was really this moment felt so right to me because it was such, number one, it's such an iconic show with such a reach. And Shonda Land is so known for putting their shoulder behind representation, and that's what excited me about the storyline. And then when I started to hear all of these individual comments on Instagram as the story was sort of teased by Grey's, individual comments from the queer community and their openness by it, it inspired me to also be open about it.
Nice.
And it sort of felt like a disservice if I was hearing their comments and I was seeing them pour out their heart to me and I didn't do it in return. Mm-hmm. And so I just sort of wanted to say like, hey, you guys, I'm in this with you. We're all in this together.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's make something really beautiful out of this.
I love that. I think it's one of those things, especially like you said, in Hollywood, I think there's something about representation that has been very key to what we've seen. Do you think, especially when it comes to inclusion and diversity and just representation in general. Do you think we're in a great spot right now, or do you think there's still some work to be done?
I think we're taking huge steps forward, which is wonderful. I think there's a long way to go. But I do think it's going to take the content makers and the people who run Hollywood to really put their shoulder behind opening up the roles and the platforms for people of minority groups or people that are underrepresented. And that's what I love about Shondaland. They've been doing that for, you know, a decade and a half, two decades.
And and I think it's really interesting how you said, like, at first your character was straight, was straight on the show.
We didn't know about his history.
But how did that evolve? Did the writers know, and then you hadn't known? Tell me, like, or was it that you all decided together, maybe this could be a cool, you know, a way to tell that story?
Yeah, you know, in the beginning, we just didn't know a whole lot about Levi's background and about his history before coming to the hospital. And he was, you know, really, really nerdy and fumbly and quirky and just not in his body and not in his confidence. And Krista Viernoff, the showrunner, really wanted to tell this story that she had run into growing up around queer people, that, you know, as you come out and as you begin to learn about your sexuality and really fully lean into that, your confidence does start to grow and you start to become the person that you weren't allowing yourself to be. And she wanted that to be the catalyst for Levi's growth.
And I think that's something
wonderful. She didn't want him to just, you know, take off the glasses and, you know, turn into McDreamy. She wanted there to be a true storyline and a true catalyst.
Yeah, and I think that relates to a lot of people's, like, sexuality. I think because we're learning now that sexuality is so fluid, and there's a journey to figuring out your self-identity and whatever that may mean to whoever that is. And so I think it's not even just the point of that your character slept with this woman. It was one of those things like, well, he can still do that, but also still identify as being, you know, a gay male. And that's what's important about a lot of people's story, you know?
Yeah, he's learning about his sexuality right now in front of everybody. It's kind of crazy.
Oh,
I think we
powerful.
All are. Jake Borelli again in studio with us, star of Grey's Anatomy. And actually, there's a fan. Well, our producer had a question. Who's a fan? Do you think you would make a good doctor in real life?
And my answer is absolutely not. Not even a little bit. If you have any problem, go see a professional.
All right.
I'll probably look at it and go, and get lightheaded. Blood makes me so queasy.
Because I feel like it's... Well, yeah, and that brings me to this. Like, do you guys actually have doctors on the scene? Like, or maybe to research? Because
there's
medical terms, right?
Yeah, we have a great team behind us of real doctors and real nurses that are there. They're even on camera. A lot of them have been in, you know, all of the episodes since the beginning.
That must be cool if you're like, oh, I studied to be a doctor. Now I get to be, you know, on camera in the hot doctor show.
And they bring in new people every year as part of like a fellowship. And on camera, they're the ones that hand us the real tools. So they're real doctors and nurses that are making sure we're doing everything correctly.
So where do you see yourself going in this? Because, I mean, obviously being on Grey's Anatomy, this is a huge platform. And after this, you can really go anywhere. Or you could stay on the show for the next, you know, until 2026 or 2059.
I would stay a decade. Hey, if they're having me, I'll stay.
But where do you see yourself going? Because I feel like sometimes a lot of queer actors are gay actors. They feel like they're sometimes put in a box.
Yeah.
And they only can play gay roles after this. Where do you think that means for you in this line of work?
Yeah, I mean, I love that Levi's gay. I think it's so wonderful to be queer and play a queer character. It comes very naturally to me. But I also want to, you know, be outside of that box. And I've played characters before that were not in that box.
Yeah.
And I want to continue to play characters after that. So, you know, things that are further from myself.
Yeah, I love that.
I was going to ask before that, but you had to ask your question. Are the doctors on set actually like McDreamy, like the real doctors? Are you like, hey, you're a sex out?
Everyone is so attractive in their own way, you know? It's a wonderful place to work.
You know, because I have, Jewish parents have always wanted me to be with a doctor.
Oh, yeah? I could introduce you to some people,
She's already going through her own relationship.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
so,
swapsies.
By the way, Jake is single. So if anyone's wondering.
Painfully single. So.
But it's okay because you're killing it.
Is that because of work? Or is it because you're always working? Or what? Why are you single?
You know, if I knew, I wouldn't be single, I don't think. I don't know.
Maybe you're just too busy. You don't even realize.
Let's go with that. I'm so busy, right? I'm way too busy for a relationship.
And by the way, he's just to let you know, some background. He likes the outdoors.
Love hiking.
Yes.
Camping. If anyone has a tent, like, you know, just let me know.
Who needs a grinder profile when you have Channel Q?
I know.
Exactly. We could, you know, come on, promote your show, try to get a hookup.
Yeah.
But you've said that you could possibly be on Survivor. That's like how much of an outdoorsy person you are.
I'd be on Survivor. I loved watching it when I was younger, and I think I would be so good.
I mean, amazing.
Yes.
I think that would be super cool. And I was going to ask you also, you, beyond Grey's Anatomy, you're also on a new Netflix original movie, Reality High, opposite Kate Walsh and Ann Winters. Kate Walsh, of course, Grey's Anatomy.
And this was before I was even part of the universe, so I met her first.
No way.
And then ended up booking the show, and I was like, so I remember her, you know, stories about the show, even just from on the movie, and now I'm like living it firsthand. It's wonderful.
So I saw this movie. I saw it like maybe last year.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm realizing, because you were the main girl's best friend.
Yeah, the quirky best friend.
Yeah, and so when she kind of like lost her way and you kind of were like, were you upset with her because she kind of reached the status of like being the it girl, coming from being a nerd to the it girl? Or like,
I think it was more that she, when she became the it girl, she left me high and dry.
And
our relationship changed after that. And
It was actually, I love watching high school content on Netflix. First of all, I'm 25. Yeah. I've been out of high school, but there's something still so relatable to it. It's also because Reality High was like also very kind of, you see high schoolers and maybe people that age that are in the social media realm. Yeah. It's like, whoa, I was worried about MySpace are like, now everyone's like in Twitter and Instagram. It's like so weird and kind of crazy how all come
into it. It was such a great sort of updated version of the classic teen rom-com.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, we had it easy. So, Jake Broly in the studio, another fan wants to know.
Yes.
What's it like working with Ellen Pompeo the Great?
Oh, I love Ellen Pompeo. The great thing about her, she's been doing this for so long, and she's such an icon of the television industry.
Yeah.
And I feel like when I go into work every day and I get to watch her do her thing, it's almost like a masterclass in you know, dramatic television acting. And
like, so, what does that mean? What are like the things you do in dramatic TV acting?
There's just so much that I've learned from her, watching her have the confidence to sort of like take the reins. I mean, she's been doing this for so long.
Yeah.
And she's seen the show for 15 years too, so she has so much history knowledge of the show, so she knows exactly what the characters would do, what they wouldn't do, and it's wonderful.
Wow.
So interesting. One fact that I learned about her, I was listening to a podcast and she was on there and she was talking about like in the beginning of her career where she was doing acting classes where they were not, she hated it. She was like, I didn't want an acting teacher. She learned everything just from being on set, and I was like, wow, that's, and she kind of made her own master class, which is why I guess watching her is kind of like, what is going on?
Yeah. It's exactly that.
Is it intimidating at all? Like ever watching other actors and being like, wait, that's Ellen Pompeo.
Oh, for sure it's intimidating. I mean, I grew up, I had seen the show when I was younger and looked up to these people for so long, and now they're my coworkers, for lack of a better term. You know what I mean?
Moving on up.
Yeah. But I do. I learn from all of them every day.
I love that.
Jake Borelli, thank you so much again for being here. Watch him on Grey's Anatomy and where else? Anything else you want to promote? Social media?
Oh, yeah. You can follow me on Instagram, Jake.Borelli. I try to give good content. So
and,
we'll see.
Honey, I'm getting some text messages of some people that may want to date you.
No way.
Okay. Forward them over.
I'm going to show you out on the break here real quick.
Wonderful.